Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Vietnam President Tho Lem to arrive in India today on a three-day visit. Three Indians injured in UAE in a drone attack by Iran. India calls the attack unacceptable. US releases 15 of the remaining 22 crew members of an Iranian container ship. 21 people dead and 61 injured in a firework plant explosion in central China's Hunan province. And Austria expels three Russian diplomats over spying charges. Russia terms it politically motivated. And now the news in detail. Vietnam President Tho Lem is arriving at Gaya in Bihar today on a three-day state visit to India. He is being accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several ministers and senior officials of the government, along with a strong business delegation. He will arrive in New Delhi later in the day. Tomorrow, President Tho Lem will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with President Tho Lem across the spectrum of bilateral relations, as also on regional and global issues of mutual interest. President Draupadi Murmu will hold a meeting with President Tho Lem in the evening. Other Indian dignitaries are also expected to call on President Tho Lem. A large fire broke out at the Fujairah oil industry zone yesterday after what authorities described as a drone attack originating from Iran, the first such strike to cause significant damage on UAE soil since a ceasefire took hold last month. Civil defense teams were deployed immediately to contain the blaze, with three Indian nationals reported to have sustained moderate injuries and been taken to hospital. Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi said it is in contact with the local authorities to ensure the well-being of those affected. UAE's Ministry of Defense confirmed that 12 ballistic missiles, 4 drones and 3 cruise missiles were detected approaching the country and were intercepted yesterday. We have more from our correspondent.
Monday's strikes shattered weeks of relative calm since the ceasefire between Washington and Tehran came into effect on April 8th. Tension had been running high all day after U.S. President Donald Trump declared that American forces would begin guiding trapped commercial vessels out of the blockaded Strait of Hormuz, a move Iran rejected, warning that any foreign military force entering the waterway would be attacked. Against that backdrop, Iranian drones and missiles targeted the UAE, sparking a fire at a major oil facility in Fujairah, a port city critical to UAE's ability to export oil without using the Strait of Hormuz. Residents across the country received emergency alerts for the first time since the ceasefire, urging them to shelter indoors. Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
India has said the attack on the Fujairah Petroleum Industry Zone in the UAE is unacceptable. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry called for the immediate cessation of hostilities and condemned the targeting of civilian infrastructure and innocent civilians. It said that India continues to advocate for dialogue and diplomacy to address the situation so that peace and stability may be restored across West Asia. India also called for a free and unimpeded navigation and commerce through the Strait of Hormuz in accordance with the international law. The ministry further asserted that India stands ready to support all efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the issues. Countries in the West Asia and regional organizations condemned Iran's attacks on the United Arab Emirates, saying the attacks represent a dangerous escalation threatening regional security and stability. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman spoke on phone with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, condemning the latest Iranian attacks. The League of Arab States and Gulf Cooperation Council have also denounced the Iranian attacks. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that Iran would face severe consequences if it targets American ships. His remarks came following reports of an Iranian attack on the United Arab Emirates. According to Washington, U.S. forces have struck 7 Iranian fast boats in the strait. The United States Central Command said helicopters were used in the operation to destroy the vessels. However, Iran has not yet responded to these claims. United States has released 15 of the remaining 22 crew members of an Iranian container ship it seized last month. the Iranian-flagged vessel Tuska was boarded and seized by U.S. forces on 19th of April in the Gulf of Oman off the coast of Iran's southeastern port of Chabahar under a U.S. naval blockade targeting Iranian shipping. The semi-official Fars news agency said the ship had a total of 28 crew members who were taken into U.S. custody, while six were released earlier. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In China, a firework plant explosion in Hunan province has left 21 people dead and 61 injured. The explosion occurred yesterday at the plant of Huisheng Fireworks Manufacturing and Display Company in Luoyang. More than 480 rescuers in five teams mobilized for the rescue, with three rescue robots deployed. As the explosion site is located near two black powder warehouses, the rescuers have evacuated nearby residents and set up a buffer zone to prevent a secondary accident. The injured have been rushed to hospital for treatment, and the second round of searching is underway. The Ministry of Emergency Management has dispatched experts to the scene to guide the emergency rescue efforts. The person in charge of the company has been detained by police, and the cause of the accident is being investigated. China President Xi Jinping has called for an investigation into the accident to hold those responsible to account. Mali's military leader, General Assimi Goïta, has taken over as the defense minister after the officer who previously held the post was killed in a wave of surprise attacks. The West African country remains in a security crisis more than a week after an alliance of jihadists and separatist rebels launched their nationwide raids. On the 25th of last month, residents in cities and towns across Mali woke to gunfire and explosion as an alliance of two groups launched coordinated attacks. Australia has expelled three Russian diplomats over spying accusations. Austrian Foreign Minister Beat Meinl-Reisinger said the diplomats who have already left the country used a forest of antennas installed on the roofs of diplomatic buildings to gather information. The Russian embassy said that they regard this latest unfriendly move by the Austrian authorities as entirely unjustified, purely politically motivated, and categorically unacceptable. It is the latest in a series of incidents involving individuals being accused of spying for Russia on Austria and Germany. Around 220 people are still accredited to Russian diplomatic missions in Austria. The country has expelled 14 Russian embassy staff since the start of the war in Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry has announced a unilateral ceasefire in Ukraine on the 8th and 9th of this month, marking the 81st anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Moscow has warned that it will retaliate if Kyiv attempts to disrupt the Victory Day celebrations. Responding to the announcement, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine would observe a truce starting midnight tomorrow and would respond in kind to Russia's actions. However, no end date for the truce has been specified. Two Indian journalists have won the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for an art reporting project exposing cybercrime in India. Anand R.K. and Suparna Sharma, along with Natali Obiko Pearson, were announced as the winners in the Illustrated Reporting and Commentary category for the report they produced for Bloomberg. The Pulitzer Prize's highest journalism awards in the U.S. are administered by Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Vietnam President Tu Lam to arrive in India today on a three-day visit. Three Indians injured in UAE in a drone attack by Iran. India calls the attack unacceptable. U.S. releases 15 of the remaining 22 crew members of an Iranian container ship. 21 people dead and 61 injured in a firework plant explosion in central China's Hunan province. And Austria expels three Russian diplomats over spying charges. Russia terms it politically motivated. And that is the end of this news bulletin.